Freedom Scientific was showing off JAWS version 6.1 at last month's California State University conference in LA. Freedom Scientific are now releasing JAWS version 6.1 to the market, and here's Jeff Bishop to remind us with what's new in the most recent version of the world's most popular screen reader.
6.1 is a free upgrade for all users of JAWS 6.0. If you want more information about this release, you can find information about it on acbradio.org in our CSUN section for this year. In addition, that same material is posted on Freedom Scientific's website in the JAWS headquarters section of their homepage. Let us briefly discuss the new features that are contained within this new release. Most importantly, because it affects what versions of the software you download, if you are running Windows NT 4.0, Windows 2000, or Windows XP, then you are going to want to download the Unicode version of JAWS 6.1. The links are very clear on their website. Just make sure that you watch for that and download the appropriate version for your operating system. Why did Freedom Scientific add Unicode support to their product? Basically, this allows them to support many more character sets for international markets, like Russian and Hebrew and other type languages. If you review the What's New page on the website, they go into some detail about new Braille features that have been added to allow you to define your own symbols for Unicode characters. Skim reading summary has been added in 6.1. Eric Damery demonstrates this in the presentation recorded by Marlena Lieberg at CSUN this year. The PacMate Desktop has been added in this release. PacMate Desktop will allow you to control your desktop using your PacMate from across the room. Imagine this. You could have a PC across the room from you, and you're doing a presentation, and you want to be able to control a PowerPoint slide. You could now do that with your PacMate while doing that presentation. According to new information released on the Freedom Scientific website today, which is April 11th, the PacMate Desktop feature will be free for JAWS for Windows 6.1 customers, as well as PacMate BX and QX owners. The only difference here is that you will need to upgrade your PacMate firmware to version 3.0, which should be released within the next month. JAWS 6.1 has added some new features for Internet Explorer. Most notably is the use of style sheets can now be controlled. There are three options here. You can have JAWS look and support all of the style sheet information that the page renders. You can have it only look at top-level style sheet information, or you can have it simply ignore all style sheet information. In Microsoft Office, Excel support has been improved. Defining rows and columns within Excel can now be done by modifying the Excel document itself. This is something that they had actually done with Word, and now they're doing it in Excel. So this is really something that is more intended for sighted people to be able to make some modifications to their Excel documents to allow JAWS to be able to read them more effectively. In Microsoft Word, JAWS 6.1 has added the ability to automatically dock toolbars to get them out of your way. MSAA information in Outlook can now be heard. Sometimes JAWS does not speak all of the information about a specific object in Outlook. Now you can press Control-Shift-M and be able to get at that information that's reported by Microsoft Active Accessibility. An update for JAWS 6.1 is expected from Freedom Scientific in the next 7 to 10 days to correct a number of issues reported by current JAWS for Windows customers. Watch the Freedom Scientific website for further information in the days to come. Go to freedomscientific.com and there's a link on their main page for JAWS 6.1. Or click on the link that says JAWS Headquarters and listen to the presentation recorded by Marlena Lieberg about JAWS 6.1 at this year's CSUN Technology Conference. That information can also be found directly on the ACB Radio homepage in the CSUN section.